Howdy, and welcome to the roundtable for Red Dirt D&D. I'm Michael Cross.
I'm Connor Chenault.
Johnny Payne.
Kiri Hester.
Brooke Bullock.
And Ash King.
Woo! Hey, welcome everybody. And boy, it was quite a roller coaster for episodes 51 through 54. And so
something like that.
Really, 1 through 54.
Talk to us about what are your thoughts on what happened. Well, first off, before we do that, happy birthday, Red Dirt D&D.
Happy birthday!
Yay!
We can't sing
happy
that. I think it's still copyrighted.
Yeah, we can't sing that.
Don't sing it.
Oh, sure we can.
It's no longer in.
Happy birthday to me. Just make the tune different.
See, that's why we keep the kobold around. Access to the kobold department right there.
Kobold department has all the copyright laws.
We can't afford.
They do management. They've got maintenance.
What if we
they
sing
do
like the local restaurant's version? Like, happy birthday. I'm really glad you came. Something. I don't know.
See, Disney has that one from Emperor's New Groove.
Okay, well,
my family somewhere way back in the day came up with a thing that my mom just tickled her pink. I don't know why, but you sang the happy birthday song, and then we do the short version, which is, this is your birthday song, it isn't very long. Hey!
Amazing.
The first time we ever did, like 20 years ago, just cracked her up, and so now she's like, do the second one. We're like, okay, Mom.
I personally like the hippo birdie to you.
Yes, hippo birdie to yous. And of course, I can't remember the one we used to do with Molly Murphy's, but.
Molly Murphy's.
Yeah, when I was a waiter at Molly Murphy's, we used to do
Molly Murphy's was a restaurant in Oklahoma City.
I was supposed to say, I'm too young to understand.
Oh, were we all dressed up as characters?
Where your parents went when they dropped you off at the babysitter's.
It was basically an entire restaurant of cosplay.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Before
yes.
cosplay was even known
yes.
to cosplay.
And even like set decoration, like the salad bar was.
Salad bar was a car. It was an old taxi, 1962 Corvette. And we would all sing, run, dance around it with to the car wash.
The car wash.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the bathrooms were not clearly marked.
And no.
He asked the waiter, excuse me, which way is the bathroom? Oh, come here, I'll show you.
The potty
next
train?
Thing you know, you're
it was
the potty
train.
Train.
Like, so, I did the potty train at,
does it sound like something really bad?
I don't know. But I went to a restaurant in San Antonio, something time machine that they all dressed up in costumes, and they did this. It was very similar concept.
Yeah.
Like one of our waiters was Captain Jack Sparrow, and he did it amazingly. There was a guy in our group who kept asking for refills on his tea, so eventually Jack Sparrow, being Jack Sparrow, just left the pitcher on the table and said, there, and so then, to complete the joke, the guy had everybody at his table put their straws in the pitcher of tea and just down it in like 3 minutes. So when Jack Sparrow came back around, there was no tea left, and he lost it, man. He almost broke. Kudos to that actor, because I could see it in his eyes. He almost broke character with just like the shock, but he held it together.
Yeah,
then he said, the rum's gone. Why is the rum's all gone?
The
rum's all
delivered
gone.
That line.
my favorite character, I did Prince Valium.
Prince Valium.
Just so chill.
It's Prince Valium. What can I get for you for drinks? I was a cocktail waiter. And depending on my mood, sometimes I was also Prince Charming. Which Prince Charming was like this. Come on, baby. Prince Charming, I'm the man of your dreams. Come on. Come on. You know you want it. That was my
problematic. That is problematic.
There are a lot of things.
It was the 80s.
Today, would not fly probably.
Yeah, it was the 80s. There were things I could get away with that I could not get away with nowadays.
I just love how the more we get into this Red Dirt thing, the more we learn the forbidden lore about Michael Cross.
I'm ready for anyone to start my Wikipedia page. You know, the worst thing is when I found out you can't make your own Wikipedia page because that's wrong.
Aww.
And I'm like, well, okay, fine. So I got to wait for someone else to make my Wikipedia page?
Is it just like a Captain Hook bad form, Jack?
Yes, it is.
Type of
thing?
Well, it's crazy, too. You can't, it's the whole making your own IMDb page.
Right.
I can't find the guy who made mine. And it's, I don't know how to like there's no picture, and it only lists the movie, the things I did for him. And I'm like,
well, you know, you can. Well, I think you can actually.
People are supposed to be able to submit other things that you've done to it and stuff. And but I think
can't
one
you
has,
do that?
But
so basically, what you're saying is we all just need to form a dark alliance.
Yes, in order to.
So everybody make the Wikipedia page to the person to your left.
So yeah,
it's gonna be Happy Birthday Secret Wikipedia, and we all can draw a name out.
Yeah. We'll get a hat, and we'll put everyone's names in the hat, and then we'll all draw names, and then we'll all make everyone's IMDb pages and
brain connection.
Okay.
Wikipedia articles. It's great. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Somehow
the first episode of Red Dirt D&D premiered today, July 18th, but back in 2020, and here we are.
Wow. 2020. In the midst of the pandemic.
Nice circle. Good job.
July 18th, 2020. We dropped the pilot, which, by the way, now has more than 1,000 downloads.
Wow. Kudos, because everyone I tell to listen to this, I just say, skip the pilot, guys.
Don't skip the pilot.
Pilot's a bit much. If you listen to the first episode and you want to fill in the gaps, go back for the pilot.
I mean, yeah. I was just re-listening to the pilot episode. Like,
it's just
the
very
pilot's
long.
Not that bad.
Just a couple weeks.
Not even
a week ago.
I don't want
to. Like, literally last Thursday.
Yeah.
Just for
I think
memories.
I listened to the pilot, like, at least, like, 15 times.
I've listened to the pilot again recently because I was listening for some sounds I could get from it. I tell you, the biggest problem I have with is I didn't have any music. Because I didn't have any music yet.
It didn't exist.
And so it's a little disappointing that we don't
that
really
before
get to music
with
until
Jeffrey McBride.
Well, we had Jeffrey's music, but I only had like two or three songs.
Yeah.
And so I waited until I got to the moment with the Dragonborn. And then I brought it. That's our first time to bring in music. Mm-hmm. But I was also listening to the editing of the sound and stuff, and I'm like, actually, it's pretty good. I mean, it's a good, I think it's a really tight episode with everybody acting, making their characters really, you know, out there. But yeah, it's not as
So I'm saying, listen to the first episode, then go back for the pilot if you really want to. I just don't want people to get the impression that every episode is 3 hours long.
That's yes.
It's not.
I usually say all of the episodes are usually around 45 minutes, except for the pilot.
Except for the pilot.
Right.
The pilot deserved to run long.
Yes.
We were establishing characters.
Well, we were.
You do. And there are those, you know, session zeros are usually building and crunch. But, you know, that first session, sometimes, you know, the players haven't gelled, you know, we don't know each other's idiosyncrasies. The raised eyebrow, that means you've got an interesting, you know, thing to insert, you know, a banter or whatever. We don't know all those clues yet. So the thing I love, and it's behind the scenes, but the thing I love about the pilot is we had the opportunity to hear it raw.
Yeah.
And there are pauses where we're trying to figure out, okay, so we're looking around the table. Okay, who's gonna talk?
Who's gonna pick up here?
And listening to it raw, I thought, oh wow, like we've really gotta grow. We gotta make this smooth. And then Michael Cross, the magician, comes in, and the opening is a train whistle, and I'm like, there was no train in the studio. This is awesome.
Where'd the train come from?
Yeah,
when we put it together, but there was also moments. My favorite was when you could see the similarities from us with Jacoby, mm-hmm. and it was you can see it in the hands, eyes. And there was actually a long pause there. You could see it in the hands, eyes. It was just because I could kind of play with comics timing here.
He's too powerful.
I am so unlimited power.
Many recordings talking about this. It was that moment in Jacoby's office where plausible deniability.
Yes,
it was.
Did somebody say plausible deniability?
And that's another great thing that's happened this year. Not only the podcast, but we have two Twitch shows that has popped up out of that.
Since that one and A&M Talk D&D, and we've got other things. And of course, I love Ash's when playing.
My lazy DM day. I'm playing Final Fantasy IX, and I'm doing the voices. I have like voices for like each of the characters.
Amazing.
Sometimes I forget them. Like,
do you do sound effects for them? I'm like, shoo, shoo, shoo.
No, that's already in there. So
do them.
Yeah, no, so that's the funny thing about 9 was like, so in 9, they actually technically had the ability to put in voice acting.
They're all kids, aren't they?
No, they're just chibi. Like, Zidane's like 18. Like, they're just cutesy. Yeah,
that's
cute. But yeah, like, they technically had the ability to put voice acting in 9, but they didn't do it until 10. Because they just kept 9, like, the still the text format. But it does have one song with lyrics at the end. So, ha-ha!
There you go.
If you listen to the Twitch channels, I mean, we've got that. We've got YouTube channels. And then we've got the holiday specials that Kiri's been DMing. I mean, it's been quite a year for us. And we've got more than – I was actually about to check up exactly how many downloads we have as of
9:38 a.m.
July 18th. There is 16,767 downloads all time.
Almost 17. We're close. Woo. Closing in on 17.
And for the past week, it's been really ballooning. I think it's because our fans are really getting out there and they're letting people know that we are doing this thing. It's growing. And we also have a big announcement of a convention coming up in August.
Yes, sir. So if you are wanting to come meet the cast of Red Dirt D&D, we will be at the Uncanny Comic Expo in Shawnee. We are very, very excited. We will have a booth there, so you can come by and say hi and come see our faces and see what we actually look like. and I also will be hosting, so we'll also be doing a couple panels.
Sweet.
I'll be doing a kind of like a DM class. I've done these before at some of our local game stores, so this is something that I'm really excited about. I love teaching new DMs and like helping
even
them
experienced
grow.
DMs yes. too. I mean, it can bring if you've even experienced. I've taken these and they're great.
Yes, so I love it. We're also going to be doing a kind of I haven't quite titled it yet, but it will basically be kind of a panel talking about actual play podcasts. So if you're interested in kind of what goes on behind the scenes. I think, Michael, I want to rope you into that one because, I'm the creative side, but you're the tech side.
Yeah.
So we'll probably be doing that one together.
Yeah.
Woo. And then we're going to be doing a Red Dirt Q&A.
Yeah.
Nice. A live Q&A where you can come and we will answer all your questions. And it's just going to be a great old time. It'll be August the 28th.
Mm-hmm. Ash, you left out the best part.
Yeah.
What's the best part?
August 28th is my 30th birthday.
That's right. Woo! So we will have a major reason to celebrate.
Bring me cake.
Yes.
So we can do your birthday, Kiri, and then we can do my birthday.
I'll say your birthday is right there
Mine's
with mine.
Mine's literally the 22nd. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
We're neighbors.
So yeah.
Birthday
we'll,
neighbors.
I think we'll bring cake for me.
Are you also turning 30?
I will be turning 30 again.
Yes, I said. I actually was for a while there. I was actually doing 31. Like an anniversary of my 25th birthday. 26 was my first anniversary of my 25th birthday, and so on. Yeah. After a while, I can't do that anymore.
I keep telling people once you hit a certain age that you're like, I'm cool being this age. Just stay at that year for
25.
A while, or just like start counting backwards. Last year was your 30th birthday. Now it's your 29th.
Yeah. Benjamin Button that business.
Exactly.
I love when they refer to age as like experience level, right? You know?
Yes, that's, yes.
Level 47 unblocked, or whatever it is.
I'm now a level 51. 31 necromancer.
That is my first Q&A question is, what elixir are you and Kiri like partaking with? Because I'm like, what?
Hyaluronic acid. You've got to get it in there twice a day, really around the eyes.
Mm-hmm. So we really quickly, we only got about actually a couple more minutes here on just our first 15-minute part. We all got to level 8.
Yay!
Very quickly, let's go around and talk about what we got in level 8, which is that's usually, typically, unless you've multiclassed, an ASI level, which for those who don't know, it's ability score increase. So, Connor, what did Connor get?
Of course you went to me first when I'm trying to figure
Let's
out.
Let's go to Johnny, because Johnny's multiclassing, so Johnny didn't get an ASI on this one.
Oh, he did.
I dipped
didn't
into
you?
Warlock.
Oh.
So isn't this your level 4 Warlock?
Three. No. Three.
I got.
Oh, because you're 5. Mm-hmm.
I jumped and got Pact of the Blade because Sodomus may or may not have acquired a weapon that he may or may not have been proficient in, but now he may or may not be bending the rules. maybe not use such weapon.
It was coyote dispensation.
It was a DM approved.
It was
coyote approved.
Coyote approved.
Yes. Yeah. Well worth it too.
Connor, what'd you get?
Okay. So I did an ability score increase, just my charisma and dexterity. And then I also took another spell, which is Storm Sphere.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We love a good thunder spell.
We do.
Oh, my gosh. Is that like a lightning fireball?
Y'all love
thunder. And Zonimus just flinched.
Yeah. Until I start adding in, like, what is it, Iron Golem?
Yeah, stuff that's resistance. Yeah, exactly.
Regain hit points if you're hit by lightning.
But this one's pretty cool because it's like, it's a 20-foot sphere. And then if they, when the sphere appears, if creatures are inside of it or if they end their turn there, they have to make a strength saving throw or they take like 2d6 bludgeoning damage. And then it's like difficult terrain. But then also, like, as a bonus action, I can like cause a bolt of lightning to streak 60 feet out from the center of it to like hit more people.
Like a free lightning bolt all
Yeah, and then it does 4d6 lightning damage.
Nice. Okay. Looking forward to that one. Looking forward to not being anywhere near that. Yeah. Like one of those, I'm glad you're on our side.
Yeah.
Kiri, what'd you get?
Hi. This is my first druid that I've actually kept alive to level 8. I believe I can fly.
That's right. Yeah, your character, your
I
animals
can fly.
Can fly.
I'm really excited to work that in. Like narratively, I dumped my ASI into wisdom just to get my spell save DC up.
Sure.
So I'm up to an 18 in my wisdom now. I swapped out a cantrip, but I choose my spells every day.
Yeah.
So, but I just swapped out one of those. So that's, I get to fly, y'all.
You get to fly.
Yeah.
You have to be a giant. Can you be a giant eagle yet, or is that too high of the CR?
I don't know, but I did spend some time Googling desert birds last night. So be authentic.
Try to figure out what their CR is.
Could you also go through the monster manual for...
I can't do monsters. I can do beasts.
Beasts.
Yeah, but beasts are included in the
beasts
monster.
Beasts are included.
That's right.
In
I don't the have monster a monster.
If you go to D&D Beyond, go to the monsters and just click beast.
I have my app, guys.
You could sort by like that to terrain.
No free.
Don't have
no free advertisements.
If you would like to sponsor us, D&D Beyond, our, Brooke, what'd you get?
So Mokrin now is maxed out in Constitution, and I did that kind of narratively because of the beating that we took, and he you know. By one, spoiler alert if you guys don't know by now.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's just spoiler, by the way, if you haven't listened to 50 Feet.
If you haven't gotten the message by now, if you're listening to these roundtables, you should,
consider spoilers.
But, you should be caught up.
But yeah, just the bloodied shoulder wobbling on his feet for 6-7 rounds with one hit point, like 6 or 7 rounds.
Yeah. If I'd hit.
Oh my gosh.
You are one lucky dwarf. I love the fact that you're just running around with it.
Yeah. Single hit point. Keep trying to hit him. Can't do it.
And I really,
lucky dwarf.
wisdom would also be good because, but then again, I was like, he never drank the dang potion. Yeah. Like, he just, and I'm like, his wisdom obviously did not go up.
For a sorcerer, constitution, charisma, I think.
Yeah. And so that's really nice with that. And then it was really hard. I swapped a spell. It was really difficult to do because Mokrin has such an affinity for the earth. But since episode, 2 or 3, we've seen that acidic aspect of him and in his flashback and things. So I dropped Erupting Earth.
What?
I know.
I like
hard.
That spell, it's, though. So,
and you like it, yeah, so I thought that was cool.
I'll keep using it, don't worry.
And I picked up a sphere spell, kind of like Connor with the K did, and it's Vitrolic Sphere. It's basically Fireball with Acid.
I considered that one, too, so I'm glad you picked it.
Yeah, it's really good. And then he's held on to Banishment and Dimension Door, things that he's learned from other folks that we've encountered.
Yeah, that's really I'm definitely putting the Chemical Worker song on my playlist.
So we've got to end the 15 minutes. I do want to thank our patrons because we're here. So thank everyone who's a patron who's going to be able to listen to more of this episode.
We would like to thank Nightmare.
Yay!
John DeFacile.
Woo!
New Mexico.
Yeah!
Tim.
Yay!
Tim. Derek Rusnick.
Derek.
Germbot.
Yay!
Kimberly Cross.
Kimberly. Yay!
Courtney.
Yay!
David Adams.
Yay!
Carla Stevenson.
Carla.
Nicholas Rodriguez.
Nico.
Sheila Griffin.
Yay!
Strix.
Strix.
Tim A.
Other Tim.
And Tina McBride.
Tina. Thank you so very much. Those people are going to be able to listen to the rest of this on our website at patreon.com/reddirtdnd. Make sure and check us out. patreon.com/reddirtdnd. Become a patron. Get early episodes. Plus, we're thinking about doing some other things on there.
Yeah.
Become a member of our Discord.
Bonus content.
It's all going to be wonderful. And we would love for you to join us and tell your friends about it. In the meantime, that's going to be it for us. We'll see you on the flip side.